I told Ross, I think I'd seen Triclops at the store, and he said, why didn't you get him if you saw him? And I said, you guys already have enough toys, and he said, not enough He-Man ones. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe I never did see him. Maybe I just saw him in a picture. Maybe I just saw him in a picture.
What do you think you saw?
Where did I think I saw him?
Yeah.
In one of those pictures.
Where?
You know, those He-Man pictures where they show all the toys you can get.
Oh, I thought you meant the toys.
No. Ross said, no, I mean, what store? I didn't see it in the store. I saw it on a picture.
Those children are
really what store it was in.
What was in?
I don't know. You saw it.
What are we talking about?
Oh, guys.
This is my lightsaber, Mommy. This is my lightsaber.
Can we go paint these?
Right now? No, let's go right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all go right now. Does that sound fun? All get dressed?
Yeah.
And what do we do?
Go pennies.
And what will we do?
No.
Look for squeaking jaw.
Okay.
Jaw.
It'll be closed.
And then we'll get Skeletor's battle cap.
Oh no, we're not gonna buy that.
Please
no.
No.
Did Mommy promise she'd buy it?
Oh, I want...
She intimated.
Mommy, that was a real mistake.
I said, we weren't going to get it today, and we didn't.
Real mistake, Mom.
I said sometime later. I don't know when.
Tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow.
Today,
you're getting a present today.
I will get to dinner. Tomorrow, can we look for Screech and Zor?
Ross, Screech and Zor we looked for. Okay, I don't want to look for Screeching Door.
I mean, tomorrow they're coming in.
Absolutely not.
Mommy's bought as many toys as she wants
not
to.
Not to buy.
I bought you the biggest toy. That doesn't hold you for a little while.
Not to buy. Listen, only to look.
Remember how that happened? Remember that not to buy, only to look?
That's how you got that.
You say you look at it and then you decide you want it.
No,
and then you start campaigning
for it. They didn't campaign for this.
They didn't?
They campaigned for various and sundry other things. And I decided that...
Get them this instead.
If they were going to campaign for so many other dinky things, it was going to run me up with money anyway.
Yeah.
I might as well get this thing that has the record.
Here, fishy.
That record really sold it.
Ross, do you think that's right? Ross asked, can we have ice cream? And I said, no, we don't have any. And I said, what do you want for your bedtime snack? And he said, well, what I was thinking of having was Oreos and ice cream, but we don't have it, so I'll have Oreos and milk.
Ross asked me, are you done with your pancakes? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, you should have shared some with Mom.
Mark said, fill the water up with the pool, okay? Before he said, would you fill the water up with the pool? How do you stop this thing? Mark made Mark put cherries and blueberries, I think, and Fritos and chocolate chips. And he told me it was a cereal. Later on, Ross came in, was sort of nibbling from it, and said, is this a cereal? And Mark said, yes. Ross said, well, why didn't you put any milk in it? Mark said, because it's a picking up cereal. Now, that doesn't mean a pick-me-up. That means that you use your fingers to eat it. Anyway, he only said the part that was, it's a picking up cereal.
Mary said, Marcy, did you dream about girls? And he said, no, today I didn't dream about anything. She said, today I dreamed about monsters. Come
you to the house, and I said,
and mommy found outside, and she died.
Mommy died?
Yeah.
I knew you were having a tough dream.
What kind of monsters were they, honey?
They were red monsters.
Well, he's hot as can be, Mom. You see?
I'm tired. I'm tired.
He had quite a dream. He was saying girls will be girls. Girl. No, and they kick boys. That's what I heard.
Feels just right.
It was pretty good.
You have a new one. What do you have?
Beer and beans.
You mean for dinner?
No. That.
A new tape recorder. Tape recorder, Mark.
A new tape recorder.
Oh, didn't he say that nicely?
Mm-hmm. A new.
New what, honey?
A new cape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And a new cape recorder.
Tape recorder.
Because why?
Because the other one broke, actually.
Oh.
The old tape recorder broke.
By Rossi smashed.
No, Ross didn't hurt it. It just wore out of old age. It got old and it died. Hmm. We used it so much it got old and it died.
And you bought a new one.
Yeah, I got a new one. I got one that they say is a little better quality, too. It's made of metal instead of plastic like the old one.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not going to swim.
What do you want to do, honey?
I'm going to swim.
You want to go in the swimming pool? No.
I was looking for my brother and my pants. Then I put my pants on. The penny that I had, I put somewhere, and then I lost that one.
Oh, I see. Ross came down and said, you want to know what happened? And then you heard the rest of the story right there on the tape recorder.
I need two pennies to replace the two that I lost.
Do you think that they'll really replace them? Okay. Oh, Mom, he's really good. Ross was trying to get a brownie into his plate, and he said, I can't seem to get mine. It's the first case of use of seem with a first-person verb that I think I remember. Marky, Ross said, Ross said, can I have some more syrup? And I said, yeah. He said, can I pour it? And I said, no. He said, I did yesterday. And then, a little earlier he had said, Marky's got more than I do. And I said, no, he doesn't. He said, Marky has more than I do. Actually, he said it right in the verse. Marky is God, you know.
Marky has God.
Yeah, he didn't say Marky gots.
Oh, good. Well, you know Marky has.
I asked Ross. Ross said, I don't want another waffle. Besides, I didn't ask for one. In other words,
for another one.
Right. I had put a second waffle on his plate. Yeah, it's true, he hadn't asked for it. Ross corrected me and said that for another one, as I was recording that. In other words, I didn't ask for one. He said, besides I didn't ask for another one. I think that is what actually he said.
Finished his brownie and water and said, sometimes I get full. And I'm full now. Every day I get full. He walked off saying, every day I get full. Every day I get full.
Told Ross that if he put his money to get together with Marquis to buy
he could buy Panther. He could buy a big He-Man action figure. And
it's not an action figure.
And Ross said, how big is Panther? I said, he's as big as Battle Cat. And Ross said, uh-uh. And I said, yes, he is. And then he said, I said, he's as big as Battle Cat. He said, and Ross said, you said he's biggest Battle Cat. And I said, no. And then he said, what does as mean? And I said, it means just the same as.
And he said, big one.
And then he said, and he said, I thought it meant more than.
No.
What did you think as meant, Ross?
I thought.
What did you used to think it meant?
It meant bigger.
Bigger, right. I dropped the spoon on Ross, and I said, no, it's not too dirty. He said, oh, it's not dirty, it's just been washed. And I said, no, it hasn't been washed, really. And he said, haven't these things just been washed? And I said, no, they haven't. And looked at the dishwasher and saw that they hadn't. And said, oh, ugh. Ross is pulling in the slides of the racks of the dishwasher in and out. He said, I don't think this thing is going to be able to fit in. At the side rack, runners of the rack, and said, how does that take it with itself? In other words, how do the runners come out? Just by pressure, it just pulls on them.
No, how do they come with it?
They kind of get pushed. They kind of pull along.
Like that?
Yeah, right, they pull, when they hit the end here, when that guy hits the end, he keeps on pulling them. And when he slides back.
And how does it take it back?
On the other end, they hit on the other end and they push the slider back. Oh. Isn't that nice?
You know what?
What?
One time
Don't start it yet, Ross.
One time it went onto my finger and my finger got stuck in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the lever of the dishwasher? I bet that really hurt, didn't it?
It did.
Okay, don't play with it, Ross.
Should we put the stuff in?
No, we're not ready to wash yet. There are not enough dishes. Mark, he said, everybody is stupid. And then Ross said, Mark, you're stupid. And I said, Ross, don't call Mark stupid. And he said, well, he called me stupid. And I said, no, he didn't say any particular person. And Mark, he said, I said it to the house. Did you say it to the house, Mark?
Yeah.
Who's stupid?
The house.
Really? You think the house is stupid?
Not the house. But the dog is stupid.
Where is the stupid part?
The stupidest part is the ghost.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
Yeah.
What do ghosts do to little boys?
What?
What do ghosts?
The very folly thing that you ride on. And the horse.
Yeah, ghosts do that.
And
what happens?
And the scaredy cat thing is the scariest of all things, a monster.
What does the monster do?
Monsters growl and they do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat little
kids. Kiss? Oh! Rip people's clothes.
What else?
And they pull off people's hair.
Enough little goods because they're big like them.
Because I am a ghost.
You're
I'm queen of the ghosts.
Don't go away.
And you know what I'm, and you know how I do that, the way I won't go.
Don't do it.
You know that thing that ghosts do that I'm not going to do?
Afraid of ghosts.
Daddy, when I grow up, I want Panthor.
What? Panthor? That's not when you grow up. That's when you go to the store pretty soon.
Oh, but when I grow up, I'm going to have a butterfly.
You have what?
A butterfly. Now I want you to go to sleep now, okay, boys?
Okay, I'll go.
Ross said, "Have there been problems these nights?" And I said, "No, not really. You've just been sick." And he said, "Have the brownies been hurting our stomachs?" And I said, "No, just your stomach, Ross. You're the one who's been sick." And I came in with bed with Marky. And what did you say, Marky?
Oh, your toes hurt. Your toes hurt, not your stomach.
I told Ross that I was going to stay home on the weekend. He asked me if I was going to stay home on the weekend. I said, yeah, I'll be home most of the time. And Marky said, but sometimes on weekends we go to school. And Ross said, never, no, never. And Marcy said, never we go to school. And then Ross said, it's too late to correct yourself. Okay, just a minute, Mark. Marcy was up in his bed and he said, I want all the little He-Man books. And I gave them all to him except for one that was sitting on the floor. And he said, except that one over there. And I gave him that one too and he said, thank you. So what he means by accept is including also that one. Got exactly wrong. He was not reporting on what I had done because he said it before I had finished giving him all the He-Man books. Marky brought his Panthor in with Battle Cat. They're both tigers. And I said, they're brothers and they don't fight with each other. And I said, yeah, Marky, you want to see something else? And I showed him with two new pictures of Ross and Mark up on the mantelpiece, and he said, oh, those brothers don't fight either.
And he's number 10, he's number 10. He's a good, now he's a bad guy, Battle Cat, and he's a good guy. And
Panthor?
Now this is a good guy, Panthor, and a bad guy. Battle Cat. So
Tilo doesn't want to go on the Bad Cat.
Right. So he jumps on him and knocks him down.
Are they brothers, Mark?
No, because this guy stole his mask.
Mm-hmm. Do brothers fight like that?
Well, these brothers fight like that.
When they fight, they're not brothers anymore.
Uh-huh.
No, brothers don't fight.
Scratch.
Try harder than that, Paul.
Scratch.
Are they brothers?
They're fighting brothers.
No, brothers don't fight.
They're mean brothers.
No, brothers don't fight. Marky? He said, you know what? Battle Cat let Tila get on him. Yeah, and what else, Mark? Marky's tough said, I'm not telling what I did the other day. I did something bad.
a splinter popped in my foot and I couldn't get out.
Popped up in my foot.
Yeah, and it couldn't come down. What?
You're copying off of me.
Well, tell me the whole story.
And then they got out and they would play toys.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not bad. You didn't do anything bad.
It wasn't bad, Mike. It wasn't anything bad.
Bad for Mike?
You did.
All this was due to the fact that I had just moments before coming to a table said I did something bad and reported how I wiped a piece of dirt out of my eye. And so Marcy just totally analogized on the whole thing, saying that he had done something bad too, and what he did was he pulled a splinter out of his foot. This was partially based on the fact that Ross had just had a splinter in his foot about half an hour ago. So he's using a good analogy strategy. Ross said, "You have a choice. Do you want Panther to jump into the cereal or jump over the cereal?" And I said, "Mary said she wanted him to jump away from the cereal." And Ross said, "You have to choose. You have to make a choice." And I said, "Okay, if you have to be a choice, jump over the cereal." And I said, "Ross, you have a choice. Stop playing at the table or finish your lunch." And then Ross said, "Here's my choice.